Thank you, Chancellor Mazur. Today, you join the over 250,000 Carolina alumni living in each of North Carolina's 100 counties, every one of our 50 states, and in over 140 nations around the globe. As chairman of the General Alumni Association, the official organization for all former Carolina students, I welcome you to our ranks. You and your fellow alumni form a living legacy for our university. Your knowledge and leadership will fulfill the dream of William Richardson Davey and the other patriots at the very dawn of our new nation. Their dream was that a new nation needed educated and committed citizens. Today, you have the opportunity to put that patriot dream to work on a global stage. Wherever your career may lead you, you remain a permanent part of the Carolina family. And as such, I encourage you to remain tied to your roots here. I challenge you to remain a committed, informed, and active part of Carolina life, wherever that life may lead you. Your Alumni Association's mission is to keep you informed, active, and committed to your university, to your classmates, and your fellow alumni. Through Carolina clubs in towns across the state and the nation, you can use and develop your Carolina connections. Through our award-winning Carolina Alumni Review and our excellent website, you can stay informed of goings-on here in Chapel Hill. As a new alumni, you will be particularly interested in our Alumni Career Service Program and other opportunities to network. Congratulations, Carolina graduates. You and your family can justifiably be proud of your sacrifices and accomplishments.
Thank you. You may be seated. Today, we continue a tradition that began in 1798, when the first seven graduates received their diplomas. My welcome today extends to all gathered here today, and especially to those on whom degrees will be conferred. We welcome about 5,480 graduates today, 3,039 undergraduates, ...1,314 master's students, 397 doctoral graduates, and 731 professional students. Graduates, this is your day, and all of us join you in this traditional celebration of academic achievement. Today we also celebrate Mother's Day. Let me extend a very special welcome to all of the mothers in the audience today. Join me in showing our appreciation to them. I want to begin by saying a special thank you to the class of 2007 for creating the senior campaign for Carolina, a new tradition where seniors may contribute support to any university area they care about. The 2007 senior campaign saw a record-breaking participation rate of 29%, with seniors contributing more than $24,500 to the university. But because of their success, the Carolina Annual Fund has directed an additional $20,000 gift to the Carolina Covenant in honor of the class of 2007. Thank you, seniors. This year's graduating students include 20 seniors who yesterday received their commissions as ensigns or second lieutenants in the Navy, Army, and Air Force. These young men and women will leave Chapel Hill for active duty, joining other Tar Heels, alumni, faculty, and staff who are already serving on active duty or in the reserves. Our thoughts and prayers go with all of them. Every year at commencement, our students, family members, friends, and other supporters come here to show their respect. Joining me on the platform today are a number of distinguished people. I will introduce them now and ask you to hold your applause until all have been recognized. First, it is my pleasure to introduce Jim Phillips of Greensboro, North Carolina, Chair of the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. Peggy Jablonski, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs. Joseph Templeton, Chair of our Distinguished Faculty. Lauren Anderson, President of the Graduate and Professional Students Federation. Meg Peterson, President of the Senior Class of 2007. And Eric Schmidt, Vice President of the Senior Class of 2007. Please join me in recognizing these distinguished individuals. I'm now pleased to introduce the Chair of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Mr. Nelson Schwab.
Thank you, Chancellor. I bring you greetings from the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I also greet you as another proud parent. My daughter Anna is a rising senior, so I know I'm positive when I speak for other parents and guests here today when I say how proud we are of you, our students. Today you will receive a gift from this great university. That gift is a diploma. Now you've worked hard to earn it, I'll grant you that, but it is a gift nevertheless, the gift of opportunity. The opportunity to make something of your life. No limits, no barriers, no parents. Many others have come before you and have done great things. You have excellent footprints to follow. Don't be intimidated or shy. You now have the power to do amazing things. And never underestimate what one individual can do. How about these examples? Congressman Mel Watt, soccer star Mia Hamm, basketball star Michael Jordan, financial executive Sally Krawcheck, writers Thomas Wolfe and Jill McCorkle, journalist Charles Carrault, President Erskine Bowles, and inventors William R. Keenan and John Motley Moorhead, all Carolina graduates. But with this gift of opportunity, there comes an obligation, and that obligation is the one of responsibility. Our chancellor has said we can be a good and great university. UNC is a great public university. It is also committed to access and affordability, to service and engagement, and to the conviction that our mission includes the development of the heart as well as the mind. I know that many of you have participated in wonderful programs to serve others. You've built houses, you've taught reading, you've tutored immigrants in English, you've served meals at homeless shelters, and even worked in free medical and dental clinics. My message to you today is, don't stop. Public service is not a luxury. It's a basic requirement of good citizenship. Even while you're busy starting careers and families or pursuing other studies, you need to make time for others. At Carolina, your public service added something special to your education. After you leave Carolina, as you continue to serve, you will learn valuable lessons all your life, and you may even teach some too. It means something to have graduated from UNC. Our university's founders believe that an educated person is a public asset. So I challenge each of you to go out and prove our founders right. I know you can. As a taxpayer, as a trustee, as a Carolina parent and alum, I will always be proud of you. Congratulations to one and all. Thank you.